Hey, you're listening to a brand new podcast episode by the Herschel Saldana Show of Truth Be Told, where we ask questions from the everyday incidents happening around us. In this episode, we'll be discovering why does traveling make you feel tired? I had been to a small hill station in Madhya Pradesh called Pachmarhi. This is a hill station 300 kilometers away from Bhopal. I began my journey via the plane from Bangalore to Bhopal and then 300 kilometers via road. The road view was amazing and I first time saw the river Narmada, where I just used to see it on the atlas in my geography class. When I made this solo journey, I observed that I felt less tiring on the flight journey than that of the road. Even though the distance of air travel is 4 times that of the road. This is again subjective. You might prefer roadways better than airways. Anyways, let's check out how traveling in both these modes make you feel tired. Traveling by road isn't as simple as sitting still. Throughout the journey, you experience constant acceleration, deceleration, and swerving due to traffic, and winding roads can jostle you around in your seats. If the vehicle is old and noisy, or the roads are rough, the ride can be quite bumpy. These movements, though subtle, require effort from your body to stay seated and balanced. Your brain has to process information about the vehicle's speed and vibrations, while your muscles work to adjust to the changing conditions. Additionally, sitting for extended periods, whether in a moving vehicle or not, can lead to fatigue. Lack of movement slows blood and lymph circulation, which can tire out your muscles and joints. It's a reminder to take breaks and stretch to keep circulation flowing and prevent stiffness. This is why standing can sometimes feel more uncomfortable than walking. Here's a fascinating tidbit. Gregor Huttu, a world champion in iRacing, which is a virtual racing simulator, was given the chance to drive a real race car. He managed to drive several laps at nearly 100 km per hour, but ultimately had to stop because he vomited in his helmet. His body couldn't handle the intense physical strains experienced in real racing, and he had to call it quits just after 15 laps. Speaking of puking, in my childhood, I used to puke a lot on long distance journeys, especially in the guard sections. When the car or bus makes that sharp turn, it used to make me uneasy and I ended up puking. Currently, I came out of this habit of puking by pushing myself to travel more in the guard sections. This habit of puking stopped when I reached engineering first year during my journey from Coimbatore to Ooty. What about you? Do you have any similar experiences like me? As you are journeying about why it's uneasy to travel on roadways, you might wonder, how about airways? Flights present similar challenges to road travel when it comes to inducing fatigue. Initially, the change in altitude affects your physical state. Despite cabin pressure helping somewhat, it's still a far cry from sitting comfortably at home. Furthermore, the control cabin environment leads you to dehydration, as the air is significantly drier than what you are accustomed to on the ground. This dehydration is a factor in the unappetizing taste of the airplane food. Additionally, the combination of extended travel times and high altitudes alters blood flow, requiring your bodies to work harder to circulate blood, which can result in discomfort such as gas and bloating. The various movements and vibrations experienced during flight, including noise, turbulence, shaking, are not natural to your bodies, prompting constant efforts to stabilize yourselves, ultimately contributing to post-flight fatigue. These are some of the truth bombs that you experience while flying. My first flight experience that I can recall is when I was in 7th standard. I traveled with my family to Bangalore. I love the feeling as the airplane takes off. You feel that your entire weight is zero, and this phenomena is also called weightlessness. Have you experienced this weightlessness? You might have planned some long journeys and trips in the near future. Here are some of the tips that help you to cope up with your fatigue and to enjoy your journey. Travel fatigue can put a damper on your trip, but you can minimize the impact and bounce back faster by making some adjustments to your travel routine. Listening to your body's needs is crucial in managing travel fatigue. Consuming a nutritious diet rich in fruits, nuts, and vegetables, along with staying hydrated by drinking ample water, can be beneficial. It's best to steer clear of alcohol and caffeine, as they can exacerbate fatigue. Planning your journey meticulously and packing essentials like an eye mask, earplugs, snacks, and any required medications can enhance your mental readiness and prevent last-moment stress. Incorporating light exercises such as short walks or gentle stretches can also provide relief. Travel fatigue is a common occurrence for frequent travelers. Whether traveling by car, bus, or plane, the body encounters various physical and mental stressors that contribute to feelings of exhaustion. To combat travel fatigue, it's advisable to prioritize hydration, engaging in physical activity, and adopt healthy habits before, during, and after your journey. I'm sure you got value from this episode about why does traveling make you feel tired. Thank you for listening till the end of the episode. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes by following the podcast, and don't forget to rate the podcast too. Until next time, stay safe and cheers.